This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Clear Creek County prosecutors say law enforcement officers were not justified in using lethal force on a 22-year-old Boulder man earlier this year. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Christian Glass called 911 for help because his car was stuck on some rocks. Officers arrived and immediately asked him to step out of the car. He refused, telling them he was afraid. The sergeant in charge told his deputies to force him out of the car. Ultimately, a deputy shot Glass as he thrashed around in the front seat with a knife. The sergeant, Kyle Gould, was charged with criminally negligent homicide, and the deputy who killed Glass was charged with second-degree murder. Both were fired from Clear Creek County and have a court date in December. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
RTD says operator error was the cause of a light rail train derailment in Aurora. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
An R-Line train derailed in September while turning through the intersection of South Sable Boulevard and East Exposition Avenue. Three people were hospitalized. RTD said in documents released last week that the train was traveling at nearly 40 miles an hour, four times the speed limit on that section of track. RTD investigators blamed inattention by the driver. It's made a number of safety improvements since then, including requiring trains to stop before the curve. The R line reopened today. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Roads could stay slippery around the metro area and along the Front Range today as temperatures stay below zero. In Colorado Springs, 24 degrees for a high. In Denver, 23. Today is Giving Tuesday, and your gift helps keep everything on the air. It's easy to make a gift at CPR.org and KRCC.org.